Hello and welcome to the Friday, January 3rd, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's first start with a couple of diaries here, and with that, there is yet another backdoor in Linksys routers. Only certain routers appear to be affected by this particular backdoor. The indication that you're vulnerable is that your router is listening on port 32,764. So run a quick port scan of your network, make sure there's nothing listening. If you do have any devices from Linksys or other manufacturers, just for the fun of it, do a full port scan and see if they do listen and respond on any odd ports. In this case, we also see quite a bit of scanning against this particular port. However, at this point, the scanning is confined to a couple of sources only. Many of them are part of the Shodan HQ search engine. That's a search engine that will then allow people, of course, to find these backdoors. So certainly this is actively being exploited, or at least attempted to be exploited. And then we got a little bit more details about the OpenSSL.org defacement. Well, turns out the website itself was actually fine. The problem was that the hypervisor was compromised. So the website itself was a virtual machine. However, an attacker was able to compromise the actual host controlling these virtual machines, the hypervisor, and then, of course, had essentially physical access to the machine, was able to reboot it, mount a different disk, and, well, essentially then edit the disk file. This could have been probably a little bit better prevented with an encrypted file system, but either way, once an attacker has access to the hypervisor, it is pretty much like having physical access. They can then still swap out machines if they want to, and if they can't get really access to the machine itself. Of course, the problem here is that often if you rent a virtual machine, you have no idea how they're being managed and how this is secure. That's really up to your hosting provider. And if you're running your own virtual host, make sure it's adequately secured. In particular, the SSH access I see often not being secured well, and then a simple weak password can gain access to all the guests running on a particular virtual host. And this year, of course, we do have some New Year's problems. In particular, Juniper had issues with its SSL VPN solution. It affected the host check feature. Now, what this does is it makes sure that the host connecting to the VPN does have the proper antivirus and such installed. However, apparently it fails if the client's clock is beyond December 31st, 2013. There should be a patch available by now. However, you may need an active product support contract with Juniper in order to apply it. You can also just manually turn off that host checker, of course, then you lose that particular feature to verify that the client connecting is appropriately configured. And I think it was last week when I talked about vulnerabilities in Snapchat. One particular vulnerability affected a new feature that Snapchat introduced, where you could upload a list of phone numbers of your friends and Snapchat would tell you if they already have accounts registered with Snapchat. Now, Snapchat kind of dismissed the possibilities of this being used to actually brute force usernames. Well, this has now happened. Apparently, whatever rate limiting or such Snapchat had put in place was not sufficient, and a full list with 4 million something usernames and associated phone numbers is now available for download. In our Defending Web Application class, actually, we do have a chapter about defeating automation, and it is pretty hard to appropriately limit automated access to APIs like this. Usually rate limiting is one way of doing it, but if the attacker has enough resources, speak enough IP addresses to run these scans from, then of course they're likely going to succeed. Snapchat probably should have implemented some authentication for this feature, maybe some CAPTCHA or other ways to at least significantly reduce and slow down this brute forcing. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.